Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, well, we're back, and I'm going to play this clip. It's just a small clip, but John and Christine, and tell when we come back, tell me if we were right, you know, because we were telling you about this back in 2009.
Then ye shall be trodden down by it.
Amen.
Amen. You're giving me goosebumps. So is the Lord. Oh, you guys. You guys, I'm just so fit to be tied. I'm so upset. We're going to go back to the Sanjay Gupta lies here in one second.
Oh, you know what? We've got the wrong clip here.
St. Mary's Hospital has fucked.
There, they have switched the clips on me here. Hang on just a minute here. Let me go. Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and play the other clip then, Kyle.
Dr. Jim Thorpe, a truth teller and a man who is standing for humanity as opposed to those who stand against it. Welcome to the show.
John, God bless you. Thank you for having me on your brilliant platform. I'm a fan.
God bless you. I'm a fan of yours as well. I'm a fan of the wellness company. And I want people to know that when things get bad again because of the next plandemic, you will be able to count on the good doctors, friends, at the wellness company. More on that later in the show. But I also want to share this news. LeBron James' son, Bronny, has just had a cardiac arrest at a basketball practice for USC. And guess what, friends? CNN and Sanjay Gupta are immediately running cover for Big Pharma, Pfizer, and the bioweapon. Jim, if you don't mind, I do want to share a little bit from CNN and Sanjay Gupta in just one second, because right on cue, Sanjay and CNN are running cover for Big Pharma, Pfizer, and the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Here's what CNN will never show their dwindling audience of normies. The known adverse event outcomes that would happen to those who took the COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccines, including myocarditis, pericarditis, cardiac arrest, and yes, death, friends. You'll never, ever see that slide from CNN, who says this about Bronny James.
So cardiac arrest while at a practice yesterday, importantly and crucially, before we have any more discussion, resting comfortably, no longer in the ICU. Let's get right to CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, you've now seen the same. Andy Scholes, I'm told, is with us as well. Sanjay, you've now seen this statement. Give us a sense of what you see here, what this means to you.
I want to pause it right there. Dr. Thorpe, please weigh in at any moment. I will pause this at your leisure so that you can comment, because you're going to hear this vaccine shill, this Big Pharma shill, Sanjay Gupta, tell the American people that these types of cardiac events happen thousands of times a year to young, healthy people like LeBron James' son.
I may just add that, as you are well aware, it's reported that one of the broadcasters of CNN took $5 million from Pfizer to promote and support the false death shot narrative.
You know, let me just comment on that. I have seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr. allege that Anderson Cooper took millions of dollars. You say $5 million. My recollection is RFK Jr. said $12 million to push the vaccine on CNN. No, you're absolutely right. It needs to be said. These people are bought and paid for, and their dwindling audience of normies evidently will never wake up. So here's some what I think are blatant lies from Sanjay Gupta.
Well, so he's 18 years old. Sounds like he had this sudden cardiac arrest. There was a very fast, it sounds like, resuscitation taken to the hospital. But as you point out, given the fact that he was in the intensive care unit but was then able to leave the intensive care unit and is on a general care floor, that is obviously the most important sort of headline there. Obviously, the cardiac arrest, what exactly triggered that, what caused that, that's what the doctors are going to be sort of investigating over the next several days. This is rare. We know that a few thousand people who are young athletes do suffer sudden cardiac arrests every year.
I want to pause it there. He just said it's rare. Then he said a few thousand athletes suffer cardiac arrest per year. I'm going to come back to you, and then we'll continue playing this clip. Dr. Thorpe, in my experience growing up on planet Earth, at least until 2 years ago, that was not the case. I don't remember men dropping dead in the prime of their lives on the basketball court. And by the way, LeBron James' son, he did almost die. They had to resuscitate him. They saved his life. More on that in a minute. There's nothing about this that's normal, Dr. Thorpe, in my view.
Sean, you're absolutely correct. They're trying to normalize this. Listen, we know people have tracked the athletes all over the world, and there is a massive surge in cardiac arrests and sudden deaths. And let me just say this, that the illustrious part of the what I now term, you call it what you want, I've termed it the military medical industrial complex, because that's what it's morphed into, that it composed of not just our government, but also now the DOD, as you know, and all of the healthcare centers, all of the medical boards, all of the mainstream mockingbird media pushing this narrative. Now, what I've called this narrative, and I think since you are well-versed in the scripture, is I call it right out of Isaiah chapter 28 in verse 15 and verse 18. It refers to a prophetic in the end days called the covenant of death. Now, I'm not suggesting to you that this is the ultimate fulfillment of the covenant of death, but I am stating, as a Bible scholar, that it is at least a partial fulfillment of the covenant of death, because this is what happened. This has been rolled out as a fait accompli, a trillion-dollar ad infinitum cash cow for the military medical industrial complex. It includes all the medical journals, and that's where they're trying to brainwash the physicians into believing the corrupted medical journals.
I want to call that Bible passage up. Did you say Isaiah chapter 28?
Isaiah chapter 28. It's first mentioned in verse 15.
The covenant,
this is talking about the end times.
The covenant of death. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Oh my God, that is exactly what these people have
done.
Keep reading. Verse 16, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment Jesus. Also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. All that is hidden shall be known. This is part of the greater.
Go back to 18. Read 18. That's an important one, too. It mentions it again.
This is part of the great awakening. Verse 18, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it.
Amen.
Amen. You're giving me goosebumps. So is the Lord. Oh, you guys, I'm just so fit to be tied. I'm so upset. We're going to go back to the Sanjay Gupta lies here in 1 second, but you have to understand, St. Mary's Hospital has fired this man for telling the truth about what the COVID-19 bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine will do to pregnant women. Quote, the reality about the dangers of pregnant women taking the COVID-19 vaccine is terrifying. FDA, CDC's own data are unequivocal and irrefutable. It is dangerous and deadly. Pfizer's own data reveal that the COVID-19 vaccines are the deadliest medical intervention ever rolled out. Multiple other independent sources confirm these findings. Friends, I have Ed Dowd's book sitting right here next to me. Can you hear it? It's hardcover. Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. And now we have Bronny James collapsing at USC during a basketball practice. And Sanjay Gupta is going to tell you it's the same thing that happened to Damar Hamlin.
There's all sorts of different reasons that can happen. Electrical abnormalities of the heart. We know, for example, with Damar Hamlin, it was related to something known as corpus commotio, which is a blow to the chest wall. We don't know what happened specifically with Bronny James. But in any given year, this does happen thousands of times. Sometimes it can be a structural abnormality of the heart that...
Yeah, I got to pause it there again. I'm coming back to you. That's not true. The commotio cordis thing, that doesn't happen thousands of times. It's extremely rare, Doc.
It's a complete lie. Everything, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta is doing is he's complying, I suspect, with the large amount of money that they've received to protect the military medical industrial complex and to continue the false lie, the covenant of death with the vaccine. Let's not forget, okay, Eric Rubin, the editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, terminally corrupted. And that's just not my opinion. You know, the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and her name is Marcia Angel. And she has come out over 10 years ago and stated that the New England Journal of Medicine was totally corrupt. But just remember exactly what Dr. Eric Rubin said. He went in front of the FDA and he voted for the FDA to push this death clot shot in children age 5 to 11. And here's his infamous statement. He says, and I will paraphrase, we don't have safety data. We just need to roll it out and see what happens. Well, let me tell you what happened, Dr. Eric Rubin. What happened, Dr. Eric Rubin, is you rolled out a highly lethal drug in children, and it was associated with the death and injury of many, many children. And let's put it in Dr. Peter McCullough's quotes. What you did was you took a baseline rate of myocarditis from 1 in a million to 25,000 per million, 25,000 times the risk. And that's resulted in severe permanent injury in some and death in many others. So that's what you did, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, with your nonsense science.
Dr. Thorpe, let me just ask you regarding these people, be it Sanjay Gupta or the man you just mentioned, these people who have lined up to support the covenant of death, perhaps they've even signed on to it. Does this not remind you? I mean, it all reminds me of the Canaanites and Moloch child sacrifice. We read about these things in the Bible, and we can't imagine priests standing atop a pyramid and sacrificing children into a burning pit. We can't imagine people cheering for that and offering up their own children. But I guess as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. And I would say, as in the days of Noah.
Absolutely. Ecclesiastes chapter 1:9, what has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. And this is all the chief of this whole global operation is Satan. And so Satan is working through all of his minions, which is the mainstream media, which is unfortunately the great Satan, which is our government now. Iran was right. And through all the medical boards, it's my opinion through SSM Health and all the other medical systems, all of the mainstream mockingbird media, this is all under satanic control. And they have a voracious appetite for killing children in the womb and sacrificing them after birth. And that's exactly what our nation is doing, Sean.
Yeah, they do. They have an insatiable appetite for the blood of children. And that's not hyperbole. In fact, folks, I would advise you not to do it. But if you're curious, you could go over to, yes, YouTube. YouTube happily hosts the Satanic Temple. And there is an entire, I don't remember if it's 7 minutes or 10 minutes, but it's long. And it's all about a woman enjoying the ritual of her satanic abortion. And literally, it'll make your toes curl, the information that they convey in that. They literally call a woman's abortion a loving ritual that that I guess brings a woman closer to Satan. And you go watch it for yourself. Their words, not mine. I can't believe how insane the world has become, Doc. And it's a shame that none of these football players or athletes like Damar Hamlin, who tweeted this, prayers to Bronny and the James family as well. We're here for you guys, just like you've been for my entire process after he collapsed on the field and died suddenly. We're told he was brought back after being pretty much dead. His heart stopped for 8-9 minutes on the field. I watched that happen live. And I wrote, it's a shame none of y'all have the courage to tell the people why you are all having cardiac arrests while playing. #JibbyJab. Doc, can you please explain to me how in God's name St. Mary's Hospital could possibly have the authority or legal right to fire you for standing up for your patients and telling the truth about this thing as it pertains to pregnant women?
Yeah, I think it would be best to describe in my tweet from that I actually have in front of me, and I'm happy to read it, or you can read it. I can read it.
I think I have it right here. Right here. I was terminated from SSM Health System of St. Louis, Missouri, a $9.3 billion not-for-profit. That makes me laugh. Not-for-profit with massive assets in their foundation, allegedly for no cause. Well, you can read the rest. Why did this guy fire you? This is insane to me, but of course we live in an upside-down world.
I do want to read it. I'm going to read it because I think, or I'll let you read it.
You can read it. I want you to read it. The people need to hear this in your words because you wrote this. I'm just here to give you the righteous indignation and platform you need because this has got to stop. If we want to save this nation from these beastly people who have evidently all sold out to the covenant of death, well, this is how we do it. We get the word out and we stand up and we take our nation back.
I was terminated from SSM Health System of St. Louis, Missouri. A $9.3 billion not-for-profit, in quotes, with massive assets in their foundation, allegedly for no cause by Mr. Kevin Ellidge, on Thursday, 6/29/2023, in a phone call that lasted exactly 45 minutes, Ellidge praised me as being of extremely high moral, ethical, and intellectual integrity for 30 minutes, and this was witnessed by an attorney present on my end. Ellidge described me as a, quote, model physician, end quote, to his system. Ellidge stated that due to some financial issues that the director of the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine, the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, and the head administrator of the Women's Service Line decided to fire me. Ellidge gave me the option of working for 120 days as per my contract for, quote, no cause termination, or accept a very large sum of money and sign a separation agreement with a gag order. This was not sent to me until after or towards the end of the conversation and phone call. I told Ellidge that I would not accept the money and that he needed it more than me. I then felt aggressive pressure to take the money and sign the agreement. I again respectfully declined three times, exactly 7 minutes after the call, SSM Health sent an email to all my colleagues and staff informing them that I was immediately fired from my clinical duties, implying a very serious cause. And then I go down immediately right under that, and I want, this is maybe the most important part, is some very important questions for all Americans to ask. Why did SSM Health fire me if the CEO told me I am a model physician for their system? Who are the three individuals that Ellidge blamed on firing me? The lead administrator of the Women's Line of Service, the MFM division director, and the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, the dynamic trio who Ellidge blamed on firing me. Who are they? Did none of the dynamic trio have the ethical, moral, and intellectual integrity to call me personally? Why did not the dynamic trio ever respond to my repeated warnings and publications, which included Pfizer's own data?
All righty, we're gonna stop it there. The one main reason that they went after him is he's exposing the fact that all these young women are dying after they're given birth. As soon as they give birth, they end up dead. And guess what they all had in common? They all had what they call the vax, okay? And so he's exposing that. And, of course, Big Pharma, you know, the fix is in. It pays NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN to keep their mouth shut, okay? And as long as the money's coming in, they'll do that. But now, let me do this. What you just heard, this is something, a clip that we did here going back with Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones back in 2009, and see if they weren't right on. I'm going to play this right over my phone here.
Don't let toxins build up in your body.
Try this new smart patch instead. It draws out built-up chemicals.
Sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate. Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, and this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place. But if you can get her to come up here and talk to you, she's a medical doctor, she's treated heads of states, and she really understands what's happening on the inside.
Where's the doctor now?
She's in Panama.
Panama, so I gotta find her.
You can either go down to Panama and talk to her or somehow get her up here. She doesn't like to come up here, though. Here's her phone number and information in Panama.
All right, I'm gonna work on it. Amen.
Within days, arrangements are made. The renegade physician agrees to fly into a small airfield in the Midwest, only if the governor will meet her there, and only for a brief time.
Thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United
States. Really? Do you want to come and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have to.
As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
They will induce a pandemic. It's going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. What that means is a Holocaust, a genocidal Holocaust. Tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin. That's what I said. The what? She said the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision? She said, we. The aristocrats.
This person you talk to, you're bound because you're a physician and there's the relationship that you can't talk. Is this person a member of the Bilderbergs?
She is not Queen Beatrice. She is not the Queen of England. She is not Henry Kissinger. But she certainly presented herself as a member of that power elite, and she certainly was a head of state.
All right, there you go. What do you think, John? Do you remember that? McTernan, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Do you remember doing that? That was back in 2009.
Yeah, I remember all that, Pastor Ernie, and there has been warnings. I mean, what we see now is just didn't happen like within a year. This is going back, like she said, into the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So this has been planned and planned and planned. They've been waiting to get people in position. They've been waiting to get the technology that they need. There's several things they've been waiting for. I have to hand it to them. They've been very patient. But this has been written. It's been, and that like she said, we're useless eaters. This is their planet, they think, Pastor Ernie. And we are, they call us a virus. But literally, that's what they call us, a virus that has to be expunged from the earth. So it's they are full steam ahead. They're not stopping until we stop them or the Lord's return, Pastor Ernie. At the second coming of Jesus Christ, they will be finished.
Well, she's not the only one that used that term as useless eaters. There were others that used that same term. And remember Governor Lamb?
Oh, yeah, from Connecticut, Colorado.
Yeah.
He
used that
really
term.
The first one that I remember.
Who?
The first that really got a lot of public attention.
Was Governor Lamb?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Jacques Cousteau? Remember, what Jacques Cousteau said? He said there's an easy answer to the world shortage, hunger's problem, and that is what you find in the wild. In the wild, the strong eat the weak. And he said people are a great source of protein, and the strong should be eating the weak.
Huh.
And they considered him to be a great mind.
Pastor Ernie, what did Kamala Harris just talk about, last week?
Now, wait a minute, I got to warn you something. If you're listening to her and you can understand her, you may have some problems, right?
Well, she was pretty clear on this.
She makes sense.
She was talking about the population has to be reduced for clean air.
Yeah, so the children could breathe, our children could breathe.
Right. I don't know if she gave details or just a general overall statement that the population has to be reduced. She's talking about here in the United States so that children can breathe with clean air.
Yeah.
And she didn't like retract it or soften it or anything. She stayed with it.
No, they're going all out now. They're not trying to hide it. What's his name? The fellow that has the TV network was Jane Fonda's husband.
Ted Turner.
Ted Turner. He came out and he made very similar statements about we need to
thin
out the population. And so now Kamala Harris went to Africa here a couple months ago. Do you remember what happened when she went over there to bribe?
Yeah, she went to Uganda and they ran her off.
They told her to take her filthy money and leave Africa. They didn't want to. They wanted to. She went over there with big money from Joe Obama Biden to promote LGBTQ. And they told her to take that dirty money and leave Africa, that they didn't want any part of that. And so hang tight. We're going to be. And Christine, you got to just jump in there. You know, you can't.
Yeah, I actually remember listening and watching the episode that you played a clip from back in 2009. And, you know, later on it became more clear that obviously that is exactly what was happening. And, you know, I a few minutes ago sent you on your cell phone a PDF for a presentation that was given on October 22nd of 2020. It had to do with the FDA put this presentation out to all providers that would be issuing the vaccines. And if you go to page 15 of that presentation, there are 22 adverse event outcomes that they have listed. And everything from myocarditis to Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, all of the different things that in the last 2.5 years we've been hearing about. So this has most certainly been a planned thing. And the longer that it goes, we find out just more and more evidence that supports that.
Well, this is affecting women more so than men. We had that the liberal Jewish woman, the gynecologist, on here about a year ago, and she's a Democrat, and she said that this was the most horrible thing because her female patients were bleeding to death, and they were having their periods all constantly, and that they had blood clots, and she said one was almost the size of a grapefruit. Hang tight, we'll be back after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, we're back. And that was Esty Chrisman and yours truly, old Pastor Ernie. And welcome to God's world. We're going to do, Christine, we're at a part of the program where we do lightning rounds. And so we're going to do some lightning rounds now. Just jump right in to make your commentary if you want. Go ahead, take it away, Ron.
Okay, this one is about LeBron James. Not one student at LeBron James I Promise School's 8th grade class has passed a state math test in 3 years. These are a school, basically a program he set up, I think, about 5 years ago, where he donates some money and then takes state, federal, and local taxes, and these school, it has been a complete failure.
Well, I mean,
complete.
Wasn't that the design, I mean, to begin with? I mean, in reality, it was designed to be a complete failure.
Yeah. It's now they're actually going to be going, I think, under academic watch from the Department of Education.
All right, very good. Here we have... It's always been about Obama, the real big guy. That's right. It's so obvious you'd have to be delusional, naive, a moron, or a Democrat not to understand what went down. You have to be delusional, naive, moron, or a Democrat not to understand our country has been sold out. And you have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to understand that this wasn't President Joe Biden's plan. Biden has always been former President Barack Obama's useful idiot, okay? Where is this? Where have we heard this before? How about from Obama?
Yeah.
Obama has said that. The answer to every question about who committed the crimes, who sold out our country, and who is the mastermind is always the same. It's always been Obama. Do you remember, John, what Obama said about if he could serve another term, how he would do it? He would do it in his basement, in his pajamas, and he'd have a puppet out there with an earpiece, and he would be telling him what to do and what to say. Do you remember that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, he got the perfect puppet. I mean, he's like a drone. You know, they put the those teleprompters there in front of him, and he has a hard time following the script with that. But yeah, he doesn't have the brain power to pull off what he's doing. He's just a front man, and I always said it's Obama behind him. That's the man. It's Obama's agenda. But of course, Obama is in the lap of Soros.
Absolutely.
But the thing is Obama was the front man when Biden was behind the scenes making it all legitimate. Because we know that Obama, his birthright does not make him eligible to be president. So then what happens when the president's not capacitated to be president? Then it falls on the vice president. So Joe Biden has, you know, essentially been a key part of this for, we're into his, 10th year now? Because the first time around, he was behind Obama, making Obama legitimate. And now he's the front man, and Obama's calling the shots. So we are basically going through another third term of Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. This is his third term. Now, Karl Marx always taught, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. You know, no matter whatever your crime is, accuse the opposition of doing that crime. This is what we see happening all the time. This is exactly what they're doing now with President Trump. Everything that they've accused Trump of doing, Obama and Biden has done. And so when you take a look at this out here, the more they go after President Trump, the higher he goes up in the polls. I mean, he just keeps going up higher and higher. Now, let me ask you this, because even if, let's just say, they give him a conviction, he can still run for president. And he will probably be elected. Now, everybody, we're watching, and we know that the Republicans have not been very smart where it comes to election fraud, but more and more out there watching, we've seen the people are demanding that their state governments now take a closer look. In your state, Michigan, especially Detroit, Christine, you talk about corrupt. I don't know if it could get any corrupter than it is in the city of Detroit where it comes to election fraud. I mean, you'd have to go to Chicago.
No, it's not just Detroit whatsoever. I mean, the shenanigans happened in all of the areas of Michigan. I mean, Antrim County was the one where Mike Lindell's team discovered the big election fraud that was so obvious that took place. But, I mean, I worked the election in 2022, and I saw things that didn't add up then either. You know, even before I showed up for my shift to work the election, I went to my home precinct and voted. And what do you think they had us vote with? Black felt tip markers, which is exactly what we're not supposed to be using. So, I mean, there is so much work that needs to be done to clean up the election mess that we have, that it will be amazing if we even have an opportunity to have a fair election in 2024. And if we don't start getting the word out and start doing the work now, there's no way we will.
Yeah, we've got to get, like I said, the voter rolls cleaned up. That's one thing that we can actually do, either at truthevote.com or truthevote.org. I'm sorry. You can actually, everyone in the listening audience can just log in, go through their voter rolls, and anything that is suspicious, duplicate, or, you know, two different locations, you flag it, it goes to the county board, and then they're supposed to remove them. That we can do.
They're trying to put Catherine Albright in prison through the vote. They're going after her and Greg Phillips, the other fellow.
Yeah.
They're going after them, too, trying to bring them down to keep True to Vote up because they're exposing this stuff here.
Correct.
And we have to continue. We've been exposing it left and right as much as we can. But we depend upon them to do the legwork, huh?
Yeah, they've done a remarkable job so far.
All right.
Pastor Ernie, I wanted to bring something up that maybe you have already covered. But it's about this week, and I think it was Wednesday, that the new banking, well, I don't know if you call it banking anymore.
FedNow.
It's called FedNow. Have you discussed that, Pastor Ernie?
No.
Okay. Well, what it is the government now becomes the banker. So it started this week. The end of July is when they said it was going to start. It did. 35 banks signed up for it, including J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others. So what happens is you go through the Federal Reserve to transfer money, and this is the beginning of digital money and controlling us. So it's like the government now, well, the Federal Reserve isn't the government, but through the Federal Reserve, you can transfer money. So I can transfer money to you, like through the Federal Reserve, rather than bank to bank. So it's just the beginning of it, but this is what they've been waiting for. 35 banks are a part of this, and this is the tie-in with digital money, so they control everything.
Well, you know, Chase Bank shut down the accounts of natural health advocate Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Yes, they did. And not only him, but his family.
Yeah.
And workers that work there.
Right. And this guy
came out, Pastor Ernie, he just came out with blistering information about the New World Order and the banks. And like a week later, he was shut down.
Yeah, I know. That's what they're trying to do is silence all of us. But we're going to keep going right at them, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Hey.
And so here there's the article we talked about earlier. WorldCoin CEO, global digital currency tied to global digital ID will soon be required, whether you like it or not. In other words, WorldCoin CEO is telling us that we really don't have a choice. They're not giving us a choice. So there you go.
Yeah, basically FedNow is going to be the vehicle that they'll use for the CBDCs. And then what WorldCoin is going to attempt to do and what they will do is you're going to have basically all the CBDCs tied together in one unit. And that one there is going to require retinal scans, finger scans, the whole thing. You won't be able to really buy a loaf of bread without being part of the system if this goes through.
Well, they actually have something similar to this in operation in India.
And in China also.
$1.3 billion people, and they don't force you to join it. Well, in India anyways. But if you don't join it, Pastor Ernie, you can't live. You know, everything is tied into this. So there's no banking, and you can't have a driver's license, and you can't have any medical, you know. So, okay, you don't want to join, fine, but there's no medical. You can't work with the government. You're completely isolated on your own. So people are being – it's so massive. It's so persuasive. There's so much controls already built in there that everybody will be herded into it.
It's the Antichrist world system. What yes, else do you is. Have there?
Mr. Ernie, if that's true, if this is true, which it is, how much sooner is it for the coming of the Lord Jesus for us?
It's getting closer all the time. You're right. I mean, it's you know, everything, we're seeing this. Everything is unfolding real time in front of us. But here's the thing, John and Christine, is the fact that the vast majority of people in this country are clueless. They've got no idea what's happening out there. They really don't. They know things aren't right, and they're not sure what. But they're la-la landers. And it tells you in Proverbs, too, that it calls them simple-minded. That these are the simple-minded. How long will you be simple-minded, huh?
Pastor Ernie, as you know, I write brochures, and I have one which is titled The 666 Surveillance System. In fact, you distributed that one through your mailing list for me. Do you remember that, Pastor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sent it out.
See, that one fills that void, that 666 surveillance system, because it takes what people see. A lot of people are uncomfortable about this, Pastor Ernie. They see this, what's happening. And then I share what the Bible says in Revelation 13 about the second coming before the Lord. And it's no one has ever turned me down for that one. When I hand that brochure out, no one has ever. They love it. They just take it right up and out of my hand.
I know, and we probably will do another one soon. Time is getting close. I'd say this very very closely. How much time do we have there? Do I have Kyle? Okay, I'm just going to go right to that. We had this Air Force Academy superintendent says he supports fellowship for demigender people.
Tell me what that is. I didn't look it up, Pastor Ernie. Tell me what it is.
Well, he doesn't know. Air Force superintendent, Lieutenant General Richard Clark, admitted that he doesn't know what the term demigender means. He was simply saying what he was told to say. He's clueless. This is what we have out there. We got clucks. I mean, we're in real trouble where it comes to our military and our military academy. Remember who told you every day for 8 years when Obama was placing these people in there, we were telling you, do you see what he's doing now? Every day for 8 years we told you, do you see what he's just done here? Okay. John, you've got 7 minutes. Can you...
Okay, Pastor Ernie, real quick. Demigendered people, individuals who feel a partial connection to a particular gender identity. Examples are demigirl, demiboy, and demi... I don't know what the other one is.
Democrat.
I don't understand.
Democrat. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what a demi, someone who thinks, well, I'm almost like a boy, I guess, Pastor Ernie. Okay. We want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight, and I'd like to go from Luke 4:18. And this is the King James only, because the modern translations have tampered with this verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's poor in spirit. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's what's taken out of the modern translation. To preach deliverance to the captives. That means to free us from strongholds in our minds. The recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty, to set free them who are bruised, crushed by Satan. And the first part is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news to the poor in spirit, those that are inside, they're busted up inside, and it's something wrong, and they're having big trouble. The good news is to them. And the good news is that God sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for our sin. He was the sinless, only begotten Son of God. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is the eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus Christ. And another scripture says God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So there's a penalty. God is holy, and sin cannot be in his presence. So Jesus Christ willingly went to the cross, died in our place. He became sin for us, shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. And his righteousness was placed on us. So it's a trade. Our sin goes on him, and his righteousness goes on us. It's imparted in us. And this qualifies us to be able to go to heaven. Otherwise, you have to. Everybody will have to stand before God in their own sin and give account for it. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the penalty for it. And then Christ was buried, and he rose again, bodily rose again 3 days later, and he's bodily returning. So the gospel is you need to believe that you're a sinner, that God sent Christ in love for us, that on the cross he died and paid the penalty for our sin. He rose again the third day. And then, of course, repentance is a part of that. So if we repent of sin and believe the gospel, God will accept you into his heaven. You will have assurance of eternal life with him. If you don't receive him, there is a place, ultimately, it's beyond hell. It's called the lake of fire. But the hell is what people think of. That is for people that have rejected God. His love is reaching out to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. So it takes repentance and confessing Christ as your Lord and Savior. I wanted to share real quickly with everyone. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Not only does God want to save your soul for eternal life, but so many people have broken hearts. That's why they're taking drugs. That's why they're depressed. That's why they're attempting or, unfortunately, committing suicide. So God, not only does he want to heal or save you for eternal life, he wants to heal broken hearts. He wants to heal the broken hearts, which are full of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He wants to heal the hearts full of depression. The Bible says he wants to give us his joy. And with his joy, that depression melts away.
Amen. Thanks, John.
Down to the end, Pastor Ernie.
Okay. We're out of time. And thanks for being here with us, Christine.
You're welcome.
Yeah, keep in touch because I'm going to make you one of our contributors here. You sound like a smart lady.
Thank you very much.
At this time every night, we say good night, God bless, and then we say this, always, always, always. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.